For more than 30 years, Children's Home and Aid has asked the Bloomington Normal community for money, necessity items, and presents to give to local families in need over the holiday season. WGLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Development Associate Laura Cordero about how the service agency plans to provide aid to nearly 600 local children and adults this season through its Adopt-A-Family program.
A lot of our families do not have the resources or the income to buy a lot of new things for their kids or for themselves. So we have parents that are asking for things as basic as shampoo and laundry detergent, things that, you know, most regular people that, you know, have expendable income take for granted. So it's very important that we provide something for our families every year, from, you know, the clothes that they need to shoes, you know, winter clothing. It's going to get cold, a lot colder than it is now, and they're going to need it.
What's the history of the program? When did it start? Who started it, and why?
So the Adopt-A-Family program started over 30 years ago by a local woman who had a family in her neighborhood that needed some help. And so she got together with some of her neighbors, and they put together a little bit of stuff for this family. And then the next year, there were like two families. And the next year, I mean, so it grew family by family within this neighborhood. And at one point, it got to the point where she couldn't handle it anymore in her house. And so it became a part of what was then Children's Foundation and is now Children's Home and Aid.
In an interview with WGLT last year, you noted that Children's Home and Aid increased the number of families helped by 13%, and then you were struggling to find enough donors towards the end of the program registration period. So how does this year's number of 160 families or 600 children and adults compare to last year?
The number of actual families is down a little bit, but we have a lot of larger families, so the number of people is increased.
So then do you have any similar concerns with filling the donor needs as last year? I know it got towards like the last week of the registration period when you were explaining that, you know, you were worried because there weren't as many donors coming forward as you had seen in previous years.
Correct. So this year, this is our first week open, and I have just a little over half the number of families that have been adopted already. So I still have a good 75 to 80 families that need adopted.
And how does that compare to years past?
It's about spot on for this point, but further towards the end of November, then I'll start to worry a little more.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Laura Cordero, the Development Associate with Children's Home and Aid. So after Children's Home and Aid receives these donations, what happens from then until the families actually get them during the holiday season?
So the whole process starts out with a donor contacts me, and I match them based on what they say their giving ability is, like how much money they want to spend. And I match them with one of our families based on that, and then I send them a profile that lists out all of the needs of the family. It lists, you know, all of the clothing sizes for each person in the family, and then two wish list items for each person. And then they take that list, they do their shopping, then they bring their items to us at our wrapping center, where I have volunteers who go through and check off everything, making sure the sizes are right and, you know, that things are, everything that needs to be there is there. If not, we have some donations already that we can pull from to help fill in if we needed to. And then the volunteers get everything checked in, they wrap it all, package it all up, and then our case management staff, they come and pick up all of those items and take them to the families.
You're mentioning adopting a full family, right? So if somebody is, say, maybe they don't have enough money to put hundreds of dollars down to helping an entire family, how can they still help?
We can take monetary donations, but they can also donate items from our special needs list, which has everything from clothing at every single size, from infants to adult males, socks. Underwear is big. We really need underwear. Anything like that. Gift cards are great, too, because we can use gift cards to help fill in for families, or we can use those throughout the year to help our families with needs that they have at other times.
And then for a person who is interested in adopting a family, what's the price range? I know it probably varies based on the family size, but what are they looking at?
So we're looking at least $200 to $250 per person in the family. And like I said, we have a lot of large families, but I also have, you know, families of two, three, four, and 5 as well.
And who are these families?
These are all families that are receiving services through Children's Home and Aid. So they have a staff person that is working with that family that knows what the needs of the family are, so that everything that's on that list is really needed.
WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Laura Cordero of Children's Home and Aid. Those interested in donating can find more information at childrenshomeandaid.com.